Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Sunday morning began early before Sunday school with the news that the sister of Deacon Wilbert Evans and close friend of Sister Hallie Dumas, Miss Jessie Mae Bivens, had died. She was a frequent visitor of Flag Branch, attending many of the functions and events we have. As a child, she attended Flag Branch, but later joined St. Davie with her late husband, Johnny Bivens. Please keep the Evans and Bivens family, as well as Sister Dumas, in our prayers. While the news of Sister Bivens was unwelcome, the return of Sister Hawkins was a very welcome sight. She gave us an inspiring testimony, thanked us for our prayers, and asked us to continue to keep her in our prayers as she prepares for the prospect of additional surgery. Another unexpected and pleasant surprise was the return of Taisha Starnes for a weekend visit from Texas. We were all so glad to see her, and she looked very well. She led the song More Than Anything that touched my heart, along with many others who were present. I received plenty of positive praise reports on the Young Adult Fellowship outing held at the Smoke Pit Barbecue Restaurant Saturday. There is already talk of a repeat or similar visit, which I hope will materialize. Also, we were glad to see Deacon Meadows back on last Sunday, but due to persistent back spasms, he did not return this Sunday. Keep him also in our prayers that he might be delivered from this ailment. Keep in mind that All Members and Family Day will be the second Sunday in March or Saturday after next. Get the word out and invite a friend or relative to attend. The Zion Association laymen will meet at Flag Branch on Saturday morning, March 10th, and the men's breakfast will be this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. at Golden Corral. I missed the last one, but I hope to be there this time. I have accepted an invitation to be the guest speaker for the Pastor Appreciation Service for Reverend James Shine at Philadelphia Missionary Baptist Church on Sunday afternoon on March 18th. I believe dinner will be served. I hope many of you will be able to join me for this special occasion. And now for a few closing thoughts on yesterday's message, Surprise, Surprise. The fact of the matter is a great number of people doubt and many more just don't believe that Jesus is who he said he is or that he will return to judge the world. Some of these people, sadly, are confessing Christians and hold membership in a local church. They have little or no confidence in his appearance, and since they are not expecting his return, they will be shocked and surprised to see him come in his glory. But for those who anticipate his return, we must not only constantly look for him, but we must prepare ourselves to be received by him. That means we must strive to be like him and do the work he left for us to do. So let's prepare ourselves for his arrival so that there will be no surprises or things we are unprepared for. Well, that's all for now. I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.